Hello, everyone, and welcome to Epidemics, Medicine, and More. I'm Mia Stevens.
And I'm Nicholas Ward.
And on today's podcast, we're going to be talking all about antibiotics and some dangers of antibiotics that they can lead to.
We also have two very special guests today to interview who will be introduced later on in the show.
Antibiotics are used everywhere, and especially now that it's flu season.
An antibiotic is a type of antimicrobial substance that is active against bacteria and is the most important agent for fighting bacterial infections.
Like Nicholas said, antibiotics are essentially just powerful medicines that help to kill or stop the growth of bacteria, which if used properly can save lives.
There are several types of modern antibiotics used today and are usually only available with a prescription.
The very first antibiotic was penicillin, which Alexander Fleming discovered in 1928 and has been used since to help fight infections.
Now, of course, antibiotics are used by doctors to help their patients fight off bacteria and diseases, but cattle industries also use them to help prevent bacterial-borne diseases that may be found in the meat, which can then transfer to humans.
These cattle are given their antibiotics through injections, pills, or by mixing it in their feed or water.
Again, these antibiotics help the animals recover from illness and stop diseases from spreading. However, just like in human antibiotics, they don't have any effect on diseases caused by viruses or parasites.
There has also been some concern about how much antibiotics are being used on cattle.
Around 70% of antibiotics administered are used for livestock.
So much use of these antibiotics can bring antibiotic-resistant diseases to humans, and these effects have been documented for over 40 years.
With all these issues, there have been much research for alternatives.
This shows that overuse of antibiotics can lead to many dangers for humans.
With all that said, I think it's a perfect time to introduce our two guests, who are both professional research scientists in the local area.
Hello, I'm Sophia Morris.
And I'm Valerie Summers Rivas.
So, we know that there are a lot of dangers of overusing antibiotics, and that they can really lead to harmful consequences, but how exactly is overusing antibiotics bad, and what dangers do they purpose?
Antibiotics are definitely one of the greatest advances in medicine since the 1940s. However, overprescribing them has led to a development of resistant bacteria.
For example, taking antibiotics for colds and other viral illnesses not only don't efficiently work, but also over time creates bacteria much harder to kill.
Frequent and improper use of antibiotics cause bacteria and microbes to change. That way, antibiotics won't work against them. Treating these resistant bacteria require higher doses of much stronger needed medicine.
Antibiotic resistance is actually quite a widespread problem that the CDC classifies as one of the biggest issues for public health. In addition to harder to create bacteria, overuse of antibiotics can lead to many dangerous side effects, including nausea, allergic reactions, vomiting, stomach pain, etc.
Since overusing antibiotics cause so many dangers for humans, are there any ways to prevent antibiotic abuse as well as how to take antibiotics safely?
Yes, of course. Antibiotics should only be used for bacterial infections. This helps prevent those antibiotic-resistant germs from being created. And always leave it to your doctor to tell you the proper amount of dosage and what antibiotics is best to use.
If symptoms arise, ask professionals questions and advice. That's their job, and they are happy to help. Good communication can really help you from getting worse and causing future dangers for yourself.
Remember, antibiotics take time to work, so don't be worried if you're still experiencing sickness after a few days. And never take more than you're supposed to try and speed up your recovery time.
There's also some really simple ways to help fight antibiotics by taking simple steps to wash your hands, stay up to date with immunizations, and try to prevent spreading to others around you.
Hopefully you were able to take some good advice from today's podcast and from our amazing guests. Antibiotics have very important roles in today's world and should be used properly and with care.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in for this episode, and thank you again to our guest who helped all of us further understand the dangers of antibiotics as well as ways to prevent it.